La la la. The only Dawson refuses to be categorized. Rah! Woo! Yeah, woo! God damn, I'm a professional. I am so good at this. Hello, my friends. Oh, it's so good to talk to you. I am, as always, when podcasting, off on a school run. And I thought I would just check in, say hello, emerge a little from my little hermit cave. I'm doing good. I'm very grateful to be doing good because I was in a funky place for a while, and I was definitely experiencing like low self-confidence, which is not my usual jam. But I don't know, I feel like things are getting softer and easier for me again, which I'm very grateful for, and just feeling a little bit more like myself. I've been doing fortnightly kinesiology sessions with Kerry Rowett from Align and Attract, and that's been so helpful on the journey, and it's also just so bloody wonderful because me and Kerry have known each other for a long time. Kerry took one of my courses, my first course that I ever released, in 2008. Jesus Christ. And then I coached her. I was her coach in 2012. And then, you know, 11 years later, I'm back to doing more sessions where she's my coach. So, all in all, groovy. Very grateful. And I've been with my sessions, like with Kerry, it's been interesting because some archetypes have come up, different things for me to explore, parts of myself. And so I've been taking it to the art journal and painting it out. And that's been really helpful for me in terms of working with our energy deeper. And something that I absolutely am very excited about is I bought a new kind of paint called Layer Cake Paint. And it's created by the artist Jane Davenport, who has been in the online business world for just a bazillion years. And I haven't got to meet her personally yet, but I'm sure she's just scrumdiddly-dumptious. Anyway, I thought I would try out her layer cake paints, and they've just been a real game changer for me. I'm very, very excited by the possibilities. What I love about them is they come in like watercolor trays, and but they have the opacity of gouache and the vibrancy of acrylic, and they are just divine and so lush. And I love that I can build up layers in them, and I also love that they are so easy to use, like, because sometimes I just resort to painting with watercolors because I don't have to get all the tubes out and you know, try and ration out what amount I'm going to use and that kind of stuff. I love that just with trays you just dunk some water onto them and then use what you're gonna, and then they'll just dry out and you can reuse. I love that. I love it. So I'm a really big fan of them, and it's not often that I come across a art product that I like is just immediately like, oh my god, yes. I think like the last time I felt like that was discovering Procreate, the app on the iPad with an Apple Pen. That was beyond cool. That really changed the trajectory. And then before that, the one I can remember before that would be like Japanese calligraphy pens, using them for lettering. That's also divine. So Jane Davenport's Layer Cake Paint, wow, they're scrumptious. And I want you to know, like, I'm a real fucking cheapskate. Like, usually I just go to the secondhand store, the $2 shop, the cheap stores, to get just student acrylic and things like that. I can be a bit of a stingy person, so they definitely are more like professional grade artist paint, and they're definitely a lot more expensive than I am used to paying, but for me they've just been so wonderful that I understand why they charge more, because the pigments are just incredible. So that's very exciting to me. What else is happening? Oh, my eldest daughter is away on school camp at the moment, and I'm really happy for her. I hope she's having the best time. She absolutely loves school camps, and I hope this one is no exception. So I also just feel that like tight squeeze around my heart, that I feel like a limb is missing because one of my children isn't in the house, and I'm like, oh God. So yeah. And then I have to think about the fact that at some point I will be an empty nester, not for a long while yet, thank fuck, but oh God, I'm gonna have to cope with that. So goodness me, life full of changes. Oh, things on the work front. Oh, I have the most wonderful right-hand girl / VA / OBM / assistant / troll, the wonderful Zeta. And Zeta's just had to take emergency leave for a month, and I love her so much, and I'm super like supportive for her to go on leave, but I'm also like, oh holy shit, what am I going to do? Luckily we've got some extra VAs that we were sort of trialing out to add to our little team. And so, yeah, I'll just give them all some more little projects to try and make up. Try and make up Zeta's space. I mean, I also want to try and like be, want to try and be optimistic and positive that, you know, her being not at work for a month will somehow have a positive impact on the company, in terms of like, this is a great opportunity for us to revise like our standard operating procedures and to make sure that every single one of her tasks is documented so somebody can easily pick it up. And I would say we're like 95% of the way there, which is great. I'm like finding little things as I go, like, oh, we forgot to document this process or whatever, and just taking notes so that we can fix them on the end. And yeah, hopefully we'll also find some VAs that are just the perfect fit for us, and we're the perfect fit for them. So that feels exciting and overwhelming all at once. Ha 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 ha. I've also just decided, I've been waiting for a divine assignment from the angels, and they've just said to me, you're going to run a live round of the money course in September. So if you want to save more money, make more money, get more in control of your money situation, and work out how to create more of it, more multiple streams of income, all that kind of stuff, I have my course for that. I've had over 6,000 students go through it with awesome results. It's called Money Manifesting and Multiple Streams of Income. You can find it at leonidilson.com/money. Yes, you can buy it just on its own. Otherwise, you can pay $100 a year and you get access to that and all my other courses and ongoing coaching and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. So do check that out if money is something that's a stressor for you at the moment and you'd like to feel more on top of it. So that'll be fun. I'm also going on a jet plane next week. Oh my God, I haven't been on a plane for 8 years. I think the last time I did it was flying from, I came on a plane to 5 years ago. There we go, 5 years, to see if we wanted to move up here. Hooray, and we did. So still 5 years since I've been on a plane. I'm excited to go. I'm going to the Oz Mumpreneur Conference, which is happening in Sydney, and I'm speaking at that. So if you're in Sydney, check out the conference because it's going to be amazing. Tiff Hall and the founder of Kiki K and a bunch of other women companies will be there, and I really love the space that Pete and Katie, who are two sisters who set up the conference, have created. So that will be exciting, and also a little bit like, oh God, okay, Mom's leaving the house. That'll be totally fine, but we, yeah, they're not really used to me being away from them very much. So that'll be a lovely little challenge to, for Chris to work through. I am really into like celebrity memoirs / creative memoirs. At the moment, I just finished Jewel's autobiography, Never Broken. She did in like 2018-ish, I think. That was really powerful and really beautiful. And I came out with even more of an understanding of who she is as a soul, and some of the big life lessons that she's had to go through. And it also just helped me feel as well a little bit more understood, and like as in somebody else had gone through similar things that I've experienced in my creative life, and on the like family of origin front kind of stuff as well. So that was a real blessing, and I loved like she has this real determination to get through life without it making her more jaded or broken or disheartened. And that's been my big prayer, you know, as I've navigated through big life stuff. It's like, please don't make this, I just don't want to become jaded and happy and brittle and sore about this. Okay, I think that is all of the things that I wanted to say to you. And now I'm going to go try and find a car park, because that's very important. Go pick up my beautiful human and see what next wants to be created or held next. All right, you've got this. I believe in you. Bye.